And now, what if Socrates had held his dialogues on Facebook? A dialectic in one act.
Socrates was posting a picture of his lunch as he sat with Glaucon, the son of Ariston, when Polemarchus remarked on his feed,
"Socrates, you have posted a picture of a chicken cheese steak with garlic fries. Is this the ideal sandwich?"
To this Socrates replied,
"It is neither ideal nor not ideal, for by posting many sandwiches I hope to perceive the true form of sandwich, which transcends individual sandwiches."
Then Cleitophon, the son of Aristonymus, whom Socrates had never met personally but who seemed to know most of the people Socrates knew, responded,
"Stop being mealy-mouthed and just say your favorite sandwich. Mine is roast beef. It's people like you who are killing the Democratic Party."
"But stay, dear Cleitophon,"
Socrates responded,
"for I wish to understand. Do you ever eat other sandwiches?"
"It must be admitted," Cleitophon said,
"then let us imagine human beings living in an underground den. Every sandwich they have seen is merely the shadow of the true form of sandwich, which exists outside the cave, and which comes with a choice of coleslaw or fries, which are also in their true form."
But Cleitophon did not answer, for Cleitophon had gone back to cyber-stalking his ex-girlfriend. Instead, Socrates received a reply from Cephalus, a guy Socrates sort of knew back in high school, but not really. Cephalus posted the ugliest possible photo of Hillary Clinton with the caption,
"How can you tell when Hillary is lying? Answer, her lips are moving."
"My dear Cephalus,"
Socrates said,
"how does this concern the ideal form of sandwiches? Also, can you indeed verify that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is a liar when PolitiFact says otherwise?"
"Hitler was a socialist, just like Bernie Sanders,"
replied that guy that Socrates kind of, sort of, didn't exactly know in high school. Socrates was about to ask whether the word socialist, or indeed any other word, was true to the nature of its object, when Thrasymachus, whom Socrates used to work with at Staples, said,
"Can you tell us whether the ideal sandwich is the club sandwich? For it is the most sandwichy of all sandwiches, consisting, as it does, of extra sandwich."
"I know one thing, that I know nothing,"
Socrates replied.
"Of course, all you liberals know nothing,"
said that guy from high school again.
"If you want to be educated, check this out."
And he posted a video called "Hillary is a Serial Murderer," which was 2 hours long. 2 fucking hours.
"Okay. I tried fact-checking about 3 minutes of this thing, and none of it holds up,"
Socrates said. He then called the video
a goddamned waste of my time,
which, if you know Socrates, was really out of character.
"Can we please just talk about the sandwich?"
Then Glaucon, who was sitting across from Socrates, literally right across the table from him at the restaurant, answered Socrates' post, saying,
"Where you at, dog?"
Then Socrates told a story about son of Arminius, dying and coming back to life, or some shit like that. It was too long and I didn't read it, and then I stopped reading the post altogether. I learned nothing.
And this has been What If Socrates Had Held His Dialogues on Facebook.
Man on the Street!
California is voting whether to legalize marijuana. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
It's not already legal?
I think pot's just a slippery slope to me killing hookers again.
Well, I don't know about you, but this school bake sale is going next level.
I mean,
It is functionally legal at this point. Everyone can get a weed card.
Quite frankly, I don't think the government should make me lie about having glaucoma.
But will they be able to smoke pot in restaurants?
What kind of message are we sending if something that was once medicine is now recreational?
I love these Tums. Thanks for putting them out at the party.
Yeah, that's Prop 62.
Wait, so now I have to pretend that I haven't had back pain for years?
People don't know. Meth has a lot of medicinal purposes.
Yeah, you can make shoes out of meth, man.
Can I still text my dealer and meet him out back of my apartment, like, just to hang?
Personally, I'm just gonna go straight to the marijuana gum.
I'm going with the marijuana patch.
I'm so excited for the young people to start caring about raising plants again.
That was Man on the Street and Socrates on Facebook from the final edition. That's it for this week. And in the meanwhile,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.